Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. If you're partaking in any of those Friday night activities, then I really hope you're being safe. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Oh, man, I can't even. I'm tongue-tied. Maybe I've been partaking in some of those Friday night activities. Anyway, I hope you're safe and well. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And it's a busy night to get you ready for a busy weekend. The NBA play-in tournament, which is a stupid name, starts tonight. And so that means stupid uniforms, stupid courts, and at least the players, whoever wins, is going to win some money. We got to deal with this for a month. We'll talk about the play-in tournament. Also, we'll get to this in a few seconds, a few minutes. Michigan spy is gone. Yeah, the guy wearing the hat and the sunglasses, the dude that would go to other people's games and try to steal and decipher signs and signals to help Michigan, like, he quit. We'll talk about that momentarily. Also, not the only news of the night or the day, the Texas Rangers had their parade. Emmett Smith is going to join us next hour. Yes, the Emmett Smith, the NFL's all-time leading rusher, is going to come on through. I'm going to ask him about some of the upcoming games this Sunday in addition to quite a few other things, how he feels about running backs in the NFL right now. And, of course, it's Emmett Smith. We're going to talk about the Cowboys, and they got a game coming up this Sunday against the Eagles. We'll get into that. The Chiefs and the Dolphins got a big matchup, not here in the United States of America, but actually in Germany. Deshaun Watson looks like he is going to be back, so we have a lot to discuss here, a lot to do over the next 4 hours. Even Deion Sanders, a former teammate of Emmett Smith, Deion is making his own coaching changes. This isn't like the Raiders or anything like that, but he's getting in on the action, making some moves because Colorado has now fallen to 500. If you want to give me a holler, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me. I'm everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff, at JR Sport Brief. Shep, how are you this evening, man? You doing good?
I'm doing well, Jared. Thanks for asking. How are you, my friend?
I'm okay. I'm better than Jim Harbaugh, I think, right? Right?
Well,
I think, maybe.
You're a nicer guy. I know that.
Oh, than Jim Harbaugh?
He's not nice to anybody, not even his own brother.
Oh, well. I know who he's nice with. He's good friends with Mark Davis.
Yeah, that's. I like where you're going with that. I think a lot of people feel that's going to happen too. It's inevitable.
Yeah, so I know last night we talked about Antonio Pierce and him taking over for the Las Vegas Raiders. And today, if you want to go from one dysfunctional team, and so let me back up a little bit more. This past Wednesday night, I gave you a top six list. And we took a look at some of the most dysfunctional franchises, and just teams, forget franchises, in sports. And to the shock of probably nobody listening to me right now here on this Friday night, the Michigan Wolverines were on the list, and so were the Las Vegas Raiders for differing reasons. I mean, Mark Davis, itchy trigger finger, getting rid of his general manager and head coach, tells Antonio Pierce, who's never coached an NFL game in his life, hey, bro, go out there and babysit the team. Meanwhile, it seems for about the past 2 and 3 weeks, all we've heard about is Michigan. And not for good reasons. Not for being in the mix for the college football playoff. Not eagerly anticipating what they do against Ohio State. It's because Michigan is in trouble again. I mean, let's be real. I know time flies. Things move ahead pretty quickly here. Jim Harbaugh was gone the first 3 games of this season because of a scandal involving, like, recruiting violations. Self-imposed, he was gone for the first 3 weeks of the season. Michigan is still now 8-0. And even outside of that, here we are. Michigan is 8-0. And now the situation is about this guy that no one has ever heard of in their life, Connor Stallions. Well, it was initially reported that Michigan gave him the boot, and it's now been said that he decided to resign. This is a man who reportedly went to 35 different games, would buy tickets, would ask people who he bought the tickets for to record the sidelines. I mean, if you look at Central Michigan and Purdue, they both have just photographic evidence that he was either in a seat or that he was on the sidelines or that he was having these games recorded or people were recording from his seats that he bought. This is just messy all over the place. This is Bush League. I mean, going to games and stealing signs and recording and all of this nonsense has been prohibited since 1994. And it's pretty hilarious that Michigan is now being punished for this. And Jim Harbaugh cannot stay out of trouble. It doesn't matter what it is. It's like they want to give him an extension and a new issue pops up. Or he goes and doesn't have success in the college football playoff and now he wants to go coach the Minnesota Vikings. Jim Harbaugh ultimately wants to go back to the NFL. I don't know why everybody keeps playing this game about, well, we love him here. Oh, I like it here. And so let's just stay married. This is worse than two actual married people looking for a divorce. It's just sticking around just for comfort of it at this point. I want you to take a listen. This is the report earlier today from CBS Sports HQ.
Hey, everybody. Russ Thaler here at CBS Sports HQ, and this just in, the University of Michigan has fired football staff member Connor Stallions, according to multiple reports. This news comes after Stallions was suspended by Michigan and placed under investigation by the NCAA after accusations that he attended other schools' games in order to steal signs for the Wolverines. It has been a season of off-field turmoil so far for unbeaten Michigan, who started the year with a self-imposed 3-game suspension to head coach Jim Harbaugh for failing to cooperate with a different NCAA investigation. The Wolverines return to the field on Saturday. They host Purdue at the Big House.
Yeah, they're gonna smash Purdue. Or maybe Purdue is going to feel like they have some get back coming their way because of the fact that Purdue says, yes, we have video evidence, security footage of this dude, you know, in our stadium. This is kind of nutty right now. And so what is Jim Harbaugh's approach? He's talked to everybody publicly and said, we're going to handle this. We're going to work with any investigation. We're going to cooperate with any investigation. He's also been very, very short about it, saying, hey, there's nothing I can say about it. Now listen to this.
I got a one-track mind. I'm not going to be speculating. I can let others speculate that.
Oh. Okay. I mean, he's been vocal about a lot of things over the years. He's been vocal about Colin Kaepernick getting a job. He's been vocal about athletes getting paid. He's been vocal about his own violations and willing to accept punishments. But when it comes to this, I guess he's too through. I guess Jim Harbaugh has been punished enough. I guess he's been in the news enough. Unfortunately for Michigan here, every time that it seems that they are just moving forward, just about football, something pops up. Is it recruiting violations? Is it losing to Ohio State? Is it getting a contract offer and then having that contract rescinded? Is it Jim Harbaugh going to interview for NFL teams? Is it Michigan saying, screw it, we'll give you money, please, please stay? Like, at what point does Michigan and Jim Harbaugh realize that this is an ill-serving marriage? I only give it a couple of more months. This is the beginning of November. I know it still sounds crazy to even think about this being November. We're going to hit November, December, and then I can probably say, give or take mid-January, early February, I expect Jim Harbaugh to be gone. Now listen, it didn't take a rocket scientist for me to sit here on Monday night and talk to you about Josh McDaniels. I looked at Josh McDaniels on the sideline. We listened to him at his post-game press conference as his team, the Raiders, lost to the Lions. I believe it was 26-17. They looked like hot garbage and crap, to know that Josh McDaniels eventually was going to get the boot. I didn't expect it to come the next day, but you could read the body language. You could see his face. You could listen to it in his voice. He was done. I'm not putting Jim Harbaugh out to pasture here with Michigan, but I really feel that Harbaugh and Michigan, their relationship has run its course. And I'm pretty sure there are people listening to me right now. You've been in a relationship. Maybe you're in a relationship, hopefully you're not driving with them in a car right now, and you said to yourself, well, damn it, where the hell are we going? Every time it feels and seems that we're actually moving in a positive direction, something always comes up. Is it a wandering eye? Is it flat out cheating? Is it flirting too much? In the case of Jim Harbaugh, his eye always floats over to the NFL. And unfortunately, this man is overseeing an operation where you have a football analyst who's had a wandering eye to other teams. Michigan just needs a football coach. They don't need a guy who wants to go back to the NFL and make even more money. Jim Harbaugh is a celebrity. He's too big to worry about what's going on the lower rungs of the program with Michigan. This is why you get paid the big bucks, man. The buck has to stop with you. And so for Connor Stallions to now resign, they called it a firing. Interesting timing, right? All of the other Big Ten coaches are sitting around and in Zoom meetings saying that, oh, Michigan, when is Michigan going to get punished? And when is Harbaugh going to get punished? His punishment is coming soon. If he loses to Ohio State, he will most certainly get the boot. And if he beats Ohio State and he goes into the college football playoff and he loses that, Michigan will still give him the boot. And if for whatever reason, somehow, some way, not out of the realm of possibility, Michigan goes all the way to win a championship, then they can just mutually walk away from each other because they got a title. But at this point in time, this relationship is done. Michigan will be punished. Harbaugh will be punished. And I think, I don't know if I had to take a guess. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh is friends with that Mark Davis guy. I guess misery loves company. There's a lot of conversations about who will ultimately run and coach the Vegas Raiders. I told you Mark Davis is always looking for the shiny new thing. He typically finds it on television. Or maybe he finds it in a slot machine. I know we see him sitting around in Vegas. I'm going to expect his next shiny new toy to be Jim Harbaugh. His buddy, his friend, someone who has a relationship starting early in his coaching career with the Raiders. I think Harbaugh is going to be their next coach. And it doesn't matter how his season ends with Michigan. It could end with a title. It could end with a disappointment. It could end with just getting beat by Ohio State and not even getting into the college football playoff. But Harbaugh's days at Michigan, they're numbered. And I really think, because if you can connect dots and Mark Davis looks like an easy guy to read, I'm expecting Mark Davis to say, hey, buddy, hey, friend, come here. Come to Vegas. Come coach this team. And also, don't be surprised if Mark Davis says to Jim Harbaugh, hey, you got the ultimate control. That might be Mark Davis's his next big mistake. I feel positive about that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Just getting warmed up. NBA play-in tournament is underway. NBA teams wearing ugly uniforms underway. We're going to have Emmett Smith join us next hour. Talk to Emmett about some Cowboys, what's going on with him, and then also, you know, what does he think about running backs in the league? What does he think about his Cowboys? We'll talk about the Cowboys and Eagles. We'll talk about the Chiefs and the Dolphins. We'll get into Deshaun Watson. We'll talk about Victor Wembanyama. But you know what, on the other side of the break, Michigan isn't the only team dealing with a coaching issue. It appears that Deion Sanders has maybe finally found some type of adversity, and it looks like he's trying to correct it. I'll explain on the other side of the break. If you want to talk to me, it's 855-212-4CBS. Happy Friday night. Happy Friday evening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, maybe the NBA got something going on with this in-season tournament. The games have actually been pretty close tonight. I mean, right now, this minute, the New York Knicks are in Milwaukee against the Bucks, and the score is 108-105. You know, Milwaukee leads. And then you think about some of the finals, the Brooklyn Nets over the Bulls, 109-107. The Pacers over the Cavs, 121-116. The Mavs and Nuggets are getting ready to get underway. The Thunder and Warriors are close right now, 133-130. I don't know. Maybe this playing thing is a good idea. Maybe. We're going to talk about this. Let's get into this later on in the show. This whole play-in tournament. Now it's official. The Knicks lost 110-105 to Milwaukee. Well, good game, though. Give them credit. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, we talked about the ongoing sign-stealing scandal out at Michigan. Jim Harbaugh playing the I don't see anything, I don't know anything, I didn't hear anything when it comes to one of his football analysts going out to games in person and basically scouting them, which he is not supposed to do. If you want to scout an opponent, do it on video. And don't go in person. It's a violation. It's been that way since 1994. And that analyst, Connor Stallions, who's been on payroll for about 2 years, been around the team longer, he's been fired. And I think ultimately we're looking at the last days of Jim Harbaugh as head coach. Whether he wins, whether he loses, I think he's going to be out the door. It wouldn't shock me to see him back in the NFL next season. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is here from Washington. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Number one thing is Michigan and Harbaugh, drama's got to end. Got to get rid of them. Let them go. All this cheating and reading signs and everything, it's been going on forever. It's whether or not you can get caught. Look at all these play callers, the coaches on the sidelines, sitting behind their laminated play sheets so the lip readers can't catch what they're calling. And then you got the big Scooby-Doo Three Stooges signs being held up with 10 people calling plays on the sideline with their hand signals. So it's going on. To me, it's been going on forever. All you got to do is watch the sidelines, and they've got people. It's crazy. So, I mean, that's my opinion. So I'll take your reply and see what you say.
Well, thank you, Mike, for calling from Washington. We actually played a clip last night from Matt Rhule from Nebraska a couple of weeks ago. And Matt Rhule addressed this. He said at so many levels right now of football, whether you want to take a look at the pros or even if you want to go down to the high school level, like technology is being utilized. And we're talking about simply utilizing headsets. A matter of fact, this is what Matt Rhule had to say about utilizing technology and how college football is screwing it up, allowing everybody, if they want to go out there and cheat. Listen to Matt Rhule from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, sign stealing happens every game. There's nothing wrong with teams over there looking over trying to steal our signs. There's nothing wrong with us trying to look at their signs. That's why you should have mics in the helmets, right? Like, all these coaches that vote against it every year is because they don't want to teach their quarterback. You know, in the NFL, your quarterback goes out there with three play calls because if I see the free safety's foot like that, it might be one high. I'm going to check to this play. But you get to college and you're watching a game on a Tuesday night and, you know, they got the signal and they're just calling a play. So that's what makes college football, to me, that's why they score maybe more points, but it's also why the kids are less prepared. So that's why there should be, 100% should be. We could get rid of all the stupid signs on the sidelines and we could get pictures of, you know, rock stars and all that stuff. And we could just play football the way it was meant to be. You go to a high school game, there's technology on the sideline. You go to an NFL game, there's technology on the sideline. You go to the college, there's nothing. But that's sign stealing. That's not, I'm not, don't, I would not carry that over to going and filming someone else's practices or something like that.
Well, damn. Well, there you go. I mean, one day, I guess, in college football, we won't see any more of these gigantic Scooby-Doo messages and Gilligan's Island hats and Pokemon. It does look ridiculous. But since when is college in any capacity, let alone college football, when has it ever been ahead of the curve? When has it ever been kind of, you know, on pace with everybody else? And yes, it doesn't matter if it's college football or sign stealing. You can go ahead and ask the Houston Astros. Everybody's trying to find a leg up. Everybody's trying to cheat. Everybody's trying to find a simple advantage just to go ahead or get ahead. I mean, let's be real. I mean, with things like ChatGPT, I assume if I needed to write a college paper on the Great Gatsby, I could have it generated in 30 seconds. Like, let's really think about that. Everybody's trying to get a leg up. People are trying to utilize technology. Whether you're the Astros from a few years ago banging on garbage cans, or whether you're the Boston Red Sox utilizing an Apple Watch, or whether you happen to be a University of Michigan staffer putting on a hat and sunglasses to steal and decipher signs for next week's game. Everybody is, well, let me not say everybody. Everybody is trying to look for a leg up, but some people are willing to go a little bit further. Yeah, I see Harbaugh out of there. Hey, Shep, I think I may have to try this out in a break. If I needed to write, like, let's say, what's a decent size paper for a high school student? What, like 8 pages, 7 pages?
Is that too many? That's a lot for a high school student.
4 pages.
I would say 2 to 3, honestly.
Oh my!
You think teachers these days, the way they are underpaid, want to grade more than 24 paper terms? No.
Is it that the teachers don't want to read it, or is the students not capable of writing it?
It's a combination of both.
But 3 pages.
Yeah, I'd say 3 is fair.
I'm going to go to ChatGPT in the break.
Right.
And I'm going to see if I can tell me what I should have it write a paper on. Make it Great Gatsby related. What I need to do?
I would say like the Roaring Twenties. I would say like sensationalism. I would talk about like conspicuous consumption, like everything that went on in that field.
Give me. I have to tell the computer something. What am I telling it?
Okay, got it.
I need a 3-page high school level paper on how the Great Gatsby did blank.
Why is the Great Gatsby the greatest piece of American literature?
I need a 3-page paper on why the Great Gatsby is the greatest piece of... Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see if it comes up with that.
And then I would also say, if that doesn't work, why do so many people love the Great Gatsby?
No, I have faith in... have faith in a computer that it can get it right the first time, if I remember.
Right.
Now, having said that, everybody's cheating. Like, if you're a high school student right now, let's think about this. What are you learning? Like, how can the school really, I mean, maybe it's too perfect.
Right.
Can I tell ChatGPT, hey, dumb this down, put some typos in it? Like, how do you learn anything?
So the truth of the matter is, JR, I work with high school students pretty much every day. And as you know, I coach high school basketball. I would be very curious to hear, and I'd ask them behind closed doors. I'd ask them as individuals, not in front of other people. I would ask them if they do anything to cheat or get a leg up as a student. And
yes.
I will tell them it is completely confidential. I'm trying to improve the education system. So reveal to me if you're doing anything behind closed doors that you know better that you shouldn't be doing, but that you're doing anyway because you know others are doing it. And once I give them the carrot of others are doing it too, it almost makes them feel like they're not, you know, the bad guy for doing it. Because once one person does it, JR, then they all do it. So I'd be very curious when I poll these individuals if they do it or not, what the answers will be. And I will make sure I tell you those answers.
Oh, you're really going to ask?
Because I'm very curious, because when you and I were going to school,
I had to write. I had to read and write.
Correct. If we wanted information, we didn't really have Google. I mean, we would go to the library. That's how we would get our information. We would have to do, like, bibliographies. We would have to actually, like, do footnotes. We would, you know, I mean, we had Spark Notes, I'm not going to lie, and some people use them. But we'd still have to put it into our own words.
But Spark Notes, you see, you got me. That was in a book, right?
It was an abbreviated passage on the bigger books that we were supposed to read in high school.
What am I doing to ChatGPT? I need a 3-page high school level paper on why the Great Gatsby is what?
Why the Great Gatsby is one of the greatest pieces of American literature that there ever has been. JR, I'm curious, because you know we got a youngin' with us tonight.
Who is it?
Emmanuel Barbari. Because he's 24 going on 80 because of how mature he is, but he's like 24, 25 years old.
Do I need to take him to Magic City? Am I allowed?
I would be I think so.
Hey, Emmanuel Barbari, is he hanging out with us?
Oh, I'm here.
When are you coming to Atlanta to hang out with me?
I would love to. Whenever you tell me to, I'll be on the next flight down there.
No, come on. I'm serious. You think I'm joking?
Oh, I would love to come down and hang with you, JR.
Nah, we go to a Hawks game. Well, Shep, when the hell are you coming? Shep, come on.
JR, I would love to come. But you know what?
Shep and I will do it together.
That's fair.
Please.
But JR, I appreciate the invitation. But like Emmanuel and like you, we have like 10 different jobs.
It's a weekend. Take a weekend. Come.
Yeah, JR, I work 7 days.
We go to a Hawks game. If it depending on the year, we go to the Hawks and we go to Falcons.
I'll tell you what. I'll ask David Marinick and Spike Eskin if I can do a show from CBS in Atlanta, then I'm happy to do
easy.
That.
Easy.
Yeah.
We do that easy. Yeah.
That would be fantastic. But JR, but I'm very curious. Cause you know, we're around the same age, our generation, we didn't have the access and the means to cheat. Emmanuel, I don't know if his generation cheated, but it was certainly a lot easier if they wanted to.
Oh, so much easier.
Right.
Okay. My generation, without kind of throwing shade at people I went to school with, my generation is a generation of cheaters.
So what's the point of going to school if, listen, by the way, I got my 3-page paper about why The Great Gatsby is one of the greatest pieces of American literature.
That was quick, man.
Oh, it did it in like 3 seconds.
That's
literally.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I have it. Hey, why is I need a 3-page paper. I need a 5-page paper on why Michael Jordan is better than LeBron James. Let's see what it does.
Well, I can give you a very quick synopsis of why. You don't even need ChatGPT for that.
ChatGPT is writing it in front of me.
Okay, I mean, I would say, guys, y'all know this. I mean, never took the easy way out. Never had to run, right? Went to a finals and played his best basketball in 6 of those finals. LeBron James in four of the 10 of the finals played his best, but not the 6 other times. But JR, you know,
ChatGPT is done. It has referenced ESPN already in various basketball biographies and documentaries. And the amount of time it took you to talk to me,
right?
It wrote to me the points: skill set and scoring ability, championships and clutch performances, competitive nature and leadership, and impact on the game.
But these are such vague descriptions. See, I can tell.
No, that's not a description. That is the heading. There are paragraphs under each one that go into detail.
Okay, is it? But can it reference you, like, specific games? Like, can it discuss Game 5 of the 1993 NBA Finals when MJ went off for 55 points?
His game-winning shots, such as the shot over Craig Elo in 89, his flu game performance in the 97 Finals, and that's just me just doing a cursory look at some of the examples.
Why
yes.
would you, why would anyone not use ChatGPT then? I mean, it's literally—
That's my point.
It's literally like, making it seem like you were there at the scene of the crime, and you mean— Yeah.
We're talking about cheating. You asked if the thing— You said it was general. I said, no, it's not. You
it's
asked
not.
For specific examples. Yeah. It gave it. I'm looking at right now. It has references here. I have a 5-page paper on why Michael Jordan is better than LeBron, and I did it in 3 seconds while we spoke.
Would it be able to reference guys like Dean Smith, guys like Phil Jackson, in terms of when they were practicing with Michael Jordan, Michael didn't have to treat it like a practice. It was almost like a game seven. Like, would they be able to specify specific instances with other individuals?
Pulling information off the internet. I'm sure it could and would.
Emmanuel, did you have ChatGPT when you were in college?
No.
I did not. It was not out yet.
Wow.
We had Spark Notes throughout the duration of my schooling.
You know what this means?
What's that?
Means this is time for me to go back to school.
Well,
it's time for me to get a master's.
Don't you teach?
Never been easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need a master's.
Wait a
minute. I need a doctorate. What comes after a doctorate? Anything?
It would be like a post-bachelorate laurel, right?
Right. Or another doctorate.
You can get a doctorate in multiple things. But there's different types of doctorates. Like, you can be a philosophy doctor, or you can be like an MD, and then you have to
I'm
going to
be a master of ChatGPT. That's what I'm going to
But don't
be.
You already, aren't you already an adjunct professor? Like, don't you teach at different universities?
I know. Me?
I know you go to, you know, different universities, you know, as part of your movement, right?
Listen, I could just print out a thing on a, put it on my wall. I mean, that'll be the closest thing.
Okay, so the media for the movement tour, that doesn't also involve you being a professor?
Oh, I mean, well, I'm talking, sharing knowledge, yeah, but I'm not formally anything. I'm just a guy. You know?
Right. No, I hear you.
I'm just a guy like everybody else who knows how to use ChatGPT, and I've now established that I'm going back to school. that's easy, man. And thanks for encouraging me to also cheat. If Jim Harbaugh can do it, if the Astros can do it, who am I missing? The Red Sox, the Yankees, anybody else I'm missing?
Yeah, just talk about the whole baseball era from 1995 to, like, you know,
Mark McGwire.
2009. And if you're A-Rod, the 2010s, right?
Yeah, A-Rod, he must be a partial owner of ChatGPT. All them lies that he told.
Hey, don't forget Manny Ramirez.
Oh, Manny is innocent. He's just a fun guy.
Okay? He got caught twice.
He's like Kawhi. Listen, anybody that goes peeing in a wall during a baseball game... He's just a goofy guy.
You can't blame him for that. When you got to go, you got to go.
Well, how do you think he took the drugs? He thought it were, I don't know, Tic Tacs.
That's fair. JR, I'm sorry for this tangent right now. It's why we respect Frank Thomas so much more. It's why we give so much reverence to Ken Griffey Jr. Because those guys had all the reasons to cheat. Saw everybody in their era that was any kind of star and cheated, and they elected not to. So when Griffey makes these Geico commercials, you're saying you think he's dirty?
I don't. No.
Okay.
I don't think he is the best example because he's just a different human being. Okay.
Well, so was Bo Jackson, but Bo Jackson had the same kind of body structure and couldn't sustain an MLB career.
Whoa! Listen.
Yeah.
I have met both of those men.
Yes.
It is nuts how much bigger Frank Thomas is than Bo Jackson.
Really?
Nuts. Yes, because Frank Thomas is taller. How about this? I ran into Frank Thomas leaving the Major League Baseball office, and I ran into him turning a corner, and I said, "Damn, this is a big ass dude."
Oh, was it
huge?
Did he hurt you? No pun intended.
No, the big hurt did not hurt me. No.
Well, Bo Jackson was making that bat look like a damn toothpick. So imagine how small that looks in Frank Thomas's hands.
Bo Jackson is fireplug esque, right? Frank Thomas is like a Mack truck. That is a massive human being. He played football, man. He played tight end.
Yeah.
If Frank Thomas ain't no joke. If anybody ain't need no drugs, it was Frank Thomas. He just, whatever they fed him, did enough, man. That and genetics. Wild stuff. He didn't need the cheat. No ChatGPT for Frank Thomas. I use it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Hey, if you out there cheating or you have some tips for us to cheat, by all means, call us up. I'm taking your tips. Anyway, on the other side of the break, besides talking to you, we're going to hear from Deion Sanders. He ain't cheating. But he is kind of a, I don't want to say he's firing one of his coaching staff, but he is telling them, hey, sit down, take a seat. I'll tell you about it on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long-time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I am JR, hanging out here with you on this Friday night. We talked about Jim Harbaugh in Michigan. That cheating analyst they had on staff, he resigned or he was fired, depending on which one you want to believe. It's not the only change going on in college football, and I'll get back to the lines in a second. 855-212-4CBS. I did mention Deion Sanders. After Colorado has lost four out of their last five games, and after Deion's son Shador has been treated like a pinata, he was sacked seven times. And that loss to UCLA last weekend, they lost 28-16. Deion is making a change. Pat Shurmur, a name that you probably are familiar with, he was the New York Giants head coach for two seasons. He got that job because he was the Vikings coordinator. He was a Broncos OC last year. And he just joined Deion this past offseason. And he has been elevated from just someone out there being an advisor to now calling the plays, and he's now going to serve as a co-offensive coordinator. Deion Sanders, after that UCLA loss, Deion was very clear that, you know, we need to make some changes, do some things different. Take a listen to Deion.
We got to do a lot better, not only offensively, defensively, as well as coaching the game. And I'll take the full responsibility for that. I got to address those issues that we're having.
Yeah, well, he addressed part of those issues. The bad thing is he's going to have to try to have his son protected out there. The Buffaloes are one of the worst offensive lines in just all of football, flat and period, in college. The team is allowing five sacks a game. And his son, well, damn it, I know it's even tougher watching your own boy out there getting smacked around and hit. So the Buffaloes, they're going to be in action tomorrow against Oregon State. Let's see if Pat Shurmur can scheme up a few things that keep Deion's son standing upright. 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of one of Deion's teammates, Emmett Smith is going to join us here on CBS Sports Radio in about 30 minutes. So don't go anywhere. Emmett Smith, the legend, Hall of Famer, will be joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Morgan from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I wanted to throw my little two cents in about the ChatGPT, and The Great Gatsby is my favorite book. Great imagery, very good novel. But the whole thing with the ChatGPT, the more it's used, the better it's going to get. So the more you pour into it, the more dynamic it's going to be. So I came from the Dewey Decimal System. Some of y'all might not know about that. So ChatGPT is going to be amazing, but you can still kind of keep a level of how good you are at writing by giving like students a, you know, an assessment at the beginning of a class. Like, let me see where you're at writing level to kind of gauge them for, you know, they just can't just kind of basically do it so easily. So I think that's something that people need to really like put in place for people just don't use other people's words for their, you know, own good instead of being more creative.
What are you going to do? You're going to tell the students in the first day of class, here, sit in front of me and write a 4-page paper?
Oh, absolutely. About something like how to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Why is there a car culture in Los Angeles? Where you can, you know, for you know when they turn that ChatGPT paper in, that ain't them.
Okay. They're reasonable. You know, so. I mean, to Shep's point, I don't know what professor is going to want to sit down and read that as a baseline, but I guess somebody has to, I guess.
Well, that's where the calling comes in, you know? Right. That's someone's calling to do
that.
Maybe,
bring them maybe, up. Chat, maybe ChatGPT can ingest the students' papers to eventually compare and contrast. So I guess it can be used for everything.
It's limitless. It's limitless. Yeah. But when I was graduating college, we had to, we submitted papers. It went through a system that looked for plagiarism and commonalities. So there's things in place that can kind of, you know, kind of keep it.
Morgan, for telling me about the Dewey Decimal System, you sound younger than me, my man. I'm very familiar with the Dewey Decimal System.
Oh, I'm sure I'm much older than you, JR. I can smell
you were using
on your breath, brother.
You were using computers to check your work?
Well, I mean, this is like in college. I finished college like when I was in my late 20s. But, you know, I started off on those green screen computers with the, like, you know, the floppy disks. Like Oregon Trail, Number Munchers.
Yeah, I've had my share of playing Pitfall, Morgan. Hey, appreciate you calling from San Diego, man.
Hey, love the show. Keep it up. Guys, take care. Have a good night.
You as well. Shout outs to Morgan from San Diego. Brad is here from San Diego as well. What's up, Brad?
How you doing, JR? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead. We're up against the break. What's on your mind?
Oh, I got 2 points about ChatGPT. The first one's kind of similar to what he was just saying, but I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and I got to tell you, everybody cheated then writing papers just as much as they do now. We just use encyclopedias or, you know, whatever we had at our hands, but people cheat all the time. That's just a given. So is it cheating? I don't know. I think it's more about kids learning the tools of the future, because AI is real. It's happening, and we're going to have to embrace it. They're going to have to learn how to work within that and use it as a tool.
We'll all get a little stupider in the process. I get it. I mean,
not really. What you said, what are they learning? What they're learning is the technology of the future.
Yeah, sure. Things evolve and change, but there'll be a different part of your brain that'll be active when you have to use less work.
Was cheating, right?
Well, I mean, there's a difference between knowing and learning your times tables and how that works versus the actual application for the computer to do it for you. And so I understand what you're saying, Brad, but it doesn't change the fact that, hey, as one part of our brain moves forward, the other part goes backwards. Thank you for calling from San Diego. Using an encyclopedia was cheating. It's a reference point. Now I can write the encyclopedia. Come on, man. You can't tell the difference? It's scary stuff out here. Can't tell me we're not getting stupider. Stupid is not even a word. I got dumber by saying it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Emmitt Smith coming up. I can tell you what's not stupid. This NBA tournament thing looks pretty good. I'll explain on CBS Sports Radio. Then Emmitt Smith.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked. Temperature set. Lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why!
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why!
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why!
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.